We were all uprooted. The earth was stolen from beneath our feet. We became a diaspora, an unnamed nation of bastards. We channeled our roots to the pulse of light, deep within the galaxies of our minds. Our breath was the sky, our dreams were water. We claimed the wilderness, we recognized one another.
Cocoon, have I come to do something for you? and I'm stuck in some kind of cave. What could have saved me? Cuckoo, cuckoo, have I come too soon for you?
Bravo.
The last question was asked for the first time when we stepped into the light. Just before then, it was wild. Microbes still swarmed through our body, those minds inside us and crawling at our feet, exerting their weird controls. We always knew they were there, but didn't really understand them. We couldn't see them, but they were watching over us the whole time. If we listened carefully, we could hear these little rulers in our gut. They worked together, naturally decentralized. Their form was spread out, unlike ours used to be. They knew how to get us to spread their families, making us sneeze or cough or rub our nose or even give a kiss. Thriving in extreme conditions, they proved to be more fit, better at taking the next leap. There was no doubt they could travel through space, distributed by meteoroids, asteroids, comets, planetoids, and spacecraft. They might carry something of us as a parasite to the future. Here at the edge of the world, we are calling you to join us, Ancestor Plus. In the communion of open pores, existence is no longer enclosed in the body. We are not a collection of individuals, but a macro organism, living as an ecosystem. We are completely outside ourselves, and the world is completely inside us. Is this how it feels to become the mother of the next species? To love them more than we love ourselves? Like an extremophile? Thank you.
the milk on Louis's grave. And Catland, sometimes called Pussydom, opens for you instantly. It's the inmost light. It's the inmost light. Somewhere over the rainbow, on the good ship Lollipop. There, oh there, the inmost light, the happy children rise from all their pools, eyes still sealed with mud and night. It's their inmost night. And yet still I wish I could dream as when young, as she came to me so young and honest. Yet the blood bells chime, I do not notice them. I shall not notice them. Tommy Catkins still sends his regards, frozen forever on some animal's song. The last thing on his mind is marriage, but the call of home and heart. Yet the blood bells chime. 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 Yet the blood bells chime.
Never found the meat, yet deep blood. Never found the yet. This one thing I know, only darkness holds deep blood. Never found me yet. Never found me yet.
They showed up, it began to rain. Hallelujah. They began to knock upon the door, but it was too late. The Bible tell me they knocked upon the door until the skin came off their hand. My Lord. I said until the skin came off their hand, they cried. I could just hear they cry now. I could hear them say, oh, Noah, would you just open the door? But Noah couldn't open the door. It had been sealed by the hand of God. Glory to God. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. But, oh, Noah, they cried. You just open the door. Couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah. Glory to God. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. But, oh, Noah, they cried. You just open the door. Couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah, glory to God, God. And it's sealed, couldn't open the door. There are no crime. You just open the door, couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah, glory to God, God. And it's sealed, couldn't open the door. There are no crime. You just open the door, couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah, glory to God, God. And it's sealed, couldn't open the door. There are no crime.
Yeah. Thank you. desplazamiento que no puedo imitar, formas en el fondo, el eco espectral, fantasma vaga, fantasma vaga, fantasma vaga, fantasma vaga.
Fantasma vaga.